best known for his role on Melrose Place as Jake Hansen, and now on the Dynasty reboot, he was everyone's favorite heartthrob. Welcome to my show, Grant Show.
Thank you, Wendy.
You look exactly the same.
No, I don't.
You do. You look exactly the same. I grew up watching Dynasty, although I hate to age myself, with, Linda Evans, John Forsythe, Joan Collins. Wow. What is it like to take on that show that was such a huge...
It's really fun. I'm having a great time. I mean, Blake Harrington is just a great one of the best. Just one of the great nighttime soap opera characters, and that they're doing it again, and they allowed me to do it. I'm just having a blast.
Well, how could you not? He's handsome, intimidating, ruthless, a billionaire businessman, cares about his family. He's so fun, right?
He is fun. That's the thing about him that's great, is that he'll do anything to protect his family and his business. But it's to protect his family and his business. Wouldn't anybody?
Right. So it's fun to jump into that role, because I'm sure from your real life, it's very different.
Yeah, my real life, I have a 3.5-year-old.
Right, so you're running around chasing her.
With my wife in Toronto, and so real life is a drudge. That's why you watch Dynasty. It's not real life.
Religiously, so I'm going to watch this one now. I was like so excited to hear this news.
It's really fun.
I can't imagine. I mean, it's like playing the richest man alive. It's like a dream come true. Were you a fan before? Did you watch it?
Nope, I'd never seen it. When the script came to me, I was like, well, let me take a look at this. So I YouTubed something that John Forsythe had done, one of his scenes. And I was like, oh, well, that's not me, and I can't do that. So I don't really need to watch this. I'm just going to create my own version of Blake. And then while we were shooting the pilot, a bunch of the other kids were watching the original series, so I watched the pilot. But that's the extent of my Dynasty knowledge, other than just living on the planet, you would know about Dynasty.
Right, that's right. Just living here, we know. And you don't want to recreate that. You want to create your own version, probably, anyway.
Yeah. And, it's different writing, too. So, we start in exactly the same place they started. And now we're 10 episodes in shooting. We aired once last week, so tonight's our second episode. But we have branched off. There's little signposts that we hit that are all very similar to the original show. A lot of the same characters keep showing up, and they sort of fulfill the same function as they did in the original show. But our story is very different. It's much more modern. Just look at our cast. It looks a lot more like what America looks like
today, right? Not with the big boofy hair and lots of makeup and all that.
Ethnically, Crystal is Latina. The Colbys are black. The palette of our show is not as white as it was.
Yeah, but I like that. I like that about it. That's why it's so exciting. Yeah. What's been your favorite moment so far?
Oh my gosh!
just everything walking onto the
really
set.
Tell you some of them. I just did some looping last night. Looping is when you add lines that, for some reason, got messed up in editing. And I did a scene last night where I got into the bathtub and there was a surprise in there for me. So I don't want to say anything more than that, but it was pretty funny when I saw it last night.
Oh my gosh! How long are the taping days? Are they long?
Oh, God. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It's usually 12 hours.
Wow.
Monday, we were in there for about 16 or 17. It was the Christmas episode. And every episode, we do a big, huge family scene. Normally, there's about one of those every four or five episodes in a normal show. But that's one of our hallmarks, is that everybody gets together and then some horrible thing happens.
Right.
So we were shooting Christmas Day on Monday, and it took a long time.
Well, it's hard to be handsome, intimidating, ruthless, billionaire, protect your... It's really hard to be you, Grant,
Well, I get a lot of support. It's a saying that the crowd makes the king is really true.
So when
looking for the rest of the cast, I would just look like your average ordinary Joe.
He's playing Blake Carrington. How cool is that in the Dynasty reboot? I'm talking a Grant Show. So when you first got the script, did you say, and the role, did you say yes right away? Did it take you a minute?
Yeah. Well, they made me read for it, by the way.
What?
Yeah, that's where I live. That's how not Blake Carrington I really am.
Wow.
But when I read it, I was like, I want this role, and I'm not going to let anybody else have it. So oh. I went in there and just took it.
If I was ever casting, I would never make you read for anything.
Thank you.
You would have the part right away. So
you
now
can get a call as soon as you start casting.
You got it. You're in. I don't think I could ever get a part like this for you, though. But anyway, so from Melrose, okay, loved you in that. Do you talk to anyone from that show?
I called Heather just the other day.
And you told her that you're like Blake Carrington now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course I did.
Heather isn't Heather Locklear. How is she?
She's great. She's doing really well. Her daughter's doing well. She's got a new man in her life, and she's just doing really well.
Oh, good for her.
I called her because, Sammy Joe is, as in our diverse cast now, Sammy Joe is no longer a woman. Sammy Joe is a gay man.
Right.
So I just needed to talk to her about that, get her take on it. She was very pleased.
She was pleased?
Oh, yeah. She's thrilled.
Well, would she have come on the show?
On our show?
Yeah, and the reboot?
Oh, I'm sure there's room for Heather Locklear on our show.
I mean, yeah, who wouldn't want Heather Locklear, right?
Yeah, right.
So do you miss those days of the Melrose? Do you, like, was that, like, hard to say goodbye?
Gosh, you know, of course I have nostalgia for it, but I love my life. I'm loving the job I'm doing right now. Like I said, I have a 3.5-year-old daughter, and I'm married to a beautiful woman who's also an actor. And I just have a terrific life right now, so for me to, like, miss something else now...
Yeah, no way.
I have super fond memories of it, but I'm just loving life.
Now, has fatherhood changed you?
Oh, man, yeah.
Isn't it like you never imagined you could love something so much in your whole life?
Yeah, so it's just the best, exactly, yeah. It's like, you know, and then you worry about her all the time and, you know, and just everything. It's heartbreaking and just heart swelling all at the same time. It's the best thing ever.
I said
I'm not nearly the jerk I used to be.
Oh, you weren't a jerk,
yeah,
were you?
I think every man's a jerk at some point in life.
Yeah, we all have that face. I'm never outgrow it, though, but I'm glad to hear that. You know, my 17-year-old said, Mom, why do you worry all the time? I said, oh, my God, I'm going to worry for the rest of your life. When you're when you're a father, when you're, you know, I'm going to always worry. I'm going to worry about your kids. And when you become a parent, that's what you take on, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you start out, the very first thing you have to do is make sure that this little person stays alive.
That's right.
And that's your job.
Right.
And it stays with you forever. You know, it's just like the love you have. It's like you've never experienced anything like that with another person.
Isn't this the best job you ever had, though, being a father, too?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's made me an immensely better actor. That is for sure.
I can't even imagine because that love and whatever. So how do you prepare to be Blake Carrington?
Gosh, you know, you don't do a whole lot of research. Like, it's not really important that I hang out with a bunch of rich businessmen. Cause you know, Blake is unique. He is his own person. I think what's important, I think that's the thing about having a daughter. It's really helped me with Blake, because Blake, the most important thing to him is family. I mean, the show's called Dynasty.
Right.
So, you know, just to have this fearless and ruthless love for his family, that's what's most important for Blake.
I love it. I can't wait to watch. I'm going to be one of your biggest fans watching. I know you're going to do an awesome job at this. And I'm so happy. I never got to talk to you before, so I'm so thrilled to talk to you. You're such a nice guy.
Thank you. I'm glad I could talk to you.
Thanks. Grant Show, he's on the reboot of Dynasty, playing Blake Carrington. You're going to have to tune in. Excited to watch this journey with you.
It's Wednesday nights, CW, 9 o'clock.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Grant.
Kiss
that baby.
Wendy.
Kiss your little girl. She's not a baby. Kiss. She's kind of, you know. Thanks,
I know,
Grant.
Yeah, she's a really, it's such a fun age. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.